Thank you, Melina. That's great. Now, again, one of the things that I points I'd like to make today is the, you know, how to keep that reptilian influence from, you know, conflicting with your goals and what we're doing. So, here are some ways. Number one, of course, humanity has a deep-seated familiarity with the 3D paradigm that was in play on Earth for thousands of years. Humans go back to this paradigm often when they feel threatened in any way. They go back to the thoughts and emotions that are based in fear, unworthiness, and separation. This is a protective mechanism based in survival. A feeling of superiority is one of the first signs that you have gone into that familiarity of 3D. And again, to emphasize this, but that's where the reptilians can circulate in that third dimension. Our teachers of light, of course, have continually laid the foundation for removing this influence by continually mentioning to us and helping us understand more about the ego. Our ego is the first place the reptilians' interference often finds an opening. When threatened, you revert back to the old familiarity through fear or a desire for dominance because you seek a way to survive and understand yourself as capable, superior. So be aware of that. This is where spiritual arrogance begins to enter and is a perfect ploy that is used by this reptilian energy. The third and fourth paradigm is only in play through this habit. You are never superior at a soul level. You are a unique divine expression. Now, stay conscious, especially when triggered by an individual or an event. Be aware when you think continuous thoughts that are not in alignment with what you have been taught. Be aware when you're in opposition to those teachings that you have been given. Thoughts such as, I can't, I'm not worthy, I don't get this information, I am not capable of using this energy and technology. That's not where you want to go. Be aware when you fall into a group think. Of course, that happens when you band together in groups of individuals that are on the same mindset. Also be aware when you're influenced by others' opinions that may not resonate with your soul's wisdom. This is when you fall into that group think and follow the pack. You are not willing to be in opposition and don't stand for what you know or feel for fear of not being accepted or liked. You always have to be familiar and aware of the leaders of some of these groups. Now, review the last session where you were anchored in your individuality at a higher frequency through the third light packet. That third light packet is massive, as it is the first light packet related to the element of love and self-love. The first and third light packets made a huge difference in the physiology of the body, through the mental-emotional body. This is how it was done. This is the beginning of your knowing of self as a Christed being in the body. Of course, the fourth strand was put in place to engage the light body a little more through that higher mind. Now, here's another good point, and that is take nothing personal, and that's kind of difficult for all of us. Well, what do I mean by that? Well, when you take what a person says as a personal affront, realize that this is their opinion and is based on their reality, not yours. It's important that you always hold true to yourself. Hold firmly to your divine roots. Next, of course, treat yourself with respect. When you do this, you will treat others as you would like to be treated, with kindness and compassion. Next, don't neglect to shine your light and help others to have a better day. This can be accomplished by a simple smile, a hello, or how are you today? Isn't it a great day? And least of all, thank you when it's called for. We have forgotten as a society to say thank you. Do not stress the body by trying to hold a higher frequency, such as the seventh dimension, by the way. You're not ready for that refined frequency to take up residency at this time in your body. You can begin to operate in the 5th, 6th, and 7th dimensional frequency bandwidth because of the light limits that were retrieved. And this is not demanding on the body. When you force a larger refined energy into the body, the ego will respond with, danger, danger, and some fear will be triggered, which will, of course, cause disruption. Remember every day to set your field in the morning and evening, not necessarily for protection, but to reinforce the integrity of the field as well as for the functionality and maintenance of the system in fifth dimensions. Now, these things will make a huge difference in preventing the reptilian ability to alter your role in the ascension process at this time. These teachings and energetic transmissions are not to be taken lightly. This is serious. And finally, from our dear friend, Archangel Michael, he has advised, please use his shield as often as you need to help you preserve your ascension process, and it will protect you. So, thanks. Next, let's go back to Milena and have her share some more goodies.